Why would she drop it?
So, all right. I'm going to be at the start of John tomorrow.
Okay. So I did too. So when I was on the phone with LaVuana, right, she was like, I'm getting ready to, she called me. She's like, I just need a date. She said, because I'm getting ready to send this one over to my supervisor, but I have to have a date. So I put her on hold. I called you. And that's why I was like, well, we'll just do tomorrow. So she didn't send it to her supervisor. I have not heard back from her, but I probably don't need to hear back from her because I heard back from Aunt Rhonda. And there is an issue.
Yes, I'm aware. I heard that issue. And
yeah. Right. So with that being said, you know, we can't. And CareStar, I don't know when this is going to be fixed.
So, which
client
can start tomorrow?
Any of them that's not CareStar.
All
now
of
let me quit.
CareStar, are they not?
Jacinda is Anthem. Name them.
Hold on, one second. Let me look at the client list because we got so many, I lost track. All right.
Matter of fact, I need to get my list together too for the.
This is crazy.
It is.
Hold on. Heather Alexa, I know, is a definite no. Darlene is, we started her, but her caregiver is in the hospital. She started, but her caregiver in the hospital. So there's Hendrick.
Really?
Yeah. Hendrick, Ashley, and
wait,
John.
Hold on.
Heather Nancy wants you to call her back about the scheduling situation.
Heather Nancy?
Nancy Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Darlene's caregiver in the hospital.
Yes.
John C.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather L.
Heather, yes. Mm-hmm. And then there's Hendrick, Ashley, because his mama never came in. And so are we starting or...
Okay, so, yeah, because you know what? Mom knew that we would be sending a caregiver. Like, what was the conversation you had with her? Because the one I had with her, she knew one would come out until she was able to be his caregiver.
Well, she told you yesterday, because you had transferred it to me, too. She was supposed to come in at 9:15. I said, I'll be walking in around 9:30. I'll see you then.
Okay.
And she never did.
Okay, so that just means she didn't show up to do the application, but we could still, who he threw?
I just want to make sure, I don't know. I asked you that earlier.
Hello.
When I was setting his schedule. Melina.
Yeah, who gave me him though? Hold on a minute. Okay, yeah, you can start him. Because Sherris, she sent his. I have his,
You know what's crazy? I could put Sherris in CareStar.
She is to see. She ain't checking that. And I hope that lady don't put out no email because it's so... She will put a stop to it all. And then I don't know what the hell we going to do.
Yeah.
Yep, I got his. His authorization number is in there and everything. You can start him.
Okay. I'm going to try my best to start.
What's his name?
Hendrick.
We have the service plan.
Is that for me?
And also,
is that for me?
Number.
Yeah. Who is it?
It might be Judah. Quit asking.
For Rachel?
Yeah.
Nikki?
What happened?
Transfer that to Nikki.
No,
I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Who?
This is a potential client,
bro. No, I'm about to leave.
Nikki, you leaving in 32 minutes.
That's not true. I got, what time I clock in?
Nikki, what time are you leaving?
3:15.
Well, you got 17 minutes,
you know,
to take this fucking call. Nikki,
you know,
I'm trying to get a schedule set up.
Yeah, what you think I'm doing right now, but you want me to take other calls too. Okay, so we got Darlene, her caregiver in the hospital. Did you ask her if she wanted us to send another one out for now?
No, I didn't even ask. I'm over it.
So you want me to call her and ask if she wants another one to come out?
Yeah, you can. That's fine. This is crazy.
Do you have somebody?
I can try to get somebody. Caregiver, try to.
And Darlene probably don't want nobody but the one she got.
Because I feel like that's her whole reason for coming anyway.
Yep. John C. and Heather, ain't nothing we could do.
That's crazy.
That's what Judy get for making us rush. Because when LaWanna went to her supervisor, trying to expedite it and be in a hurry, she tried to see why.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably didn't investigate it. Because why are you checking our Medicaid stuff? Not that we had anything to hide, but
mm-hmm.
she's doing the most. And
no,
I'm pretty
like
sure she was probably like, well, why are they so in a hurry? What's the big deal?
Right.
Hi, my name is Callie, and I...
Ashley. Okay, they can start. Who else?
Hey, Hendrick.
Who?
Ashley Hendrick. That's it. That's literally it, honestly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he can start. John C. Didn't I say I got John C?
So maybe, yeah. Yes. But go ahead. Can you just make him and Heather inactive?
Okay, hold on a minute. John C. can start.
What?
The only one I got to make inactive is Heather, ain't it?
No, you said John C. have the same case manager as Heather.
No, I lied.
Oh, my God.
I think I lied. Hold on a minute. Let me look.
Thank you.
Okay. Hendrick and Ashley got sheriffs. And the other two got the same case manager. Heather and John C. have LaWanna as their case manager.
So, what am I doing?
You're starting Hendrick Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only one we talked about was them three. John C., Heather, and Hendrick.
I'm only able to start Hendrick. Right?
Yes, you can only start Hendrick.
Okay, so can you make the other two inactive so I don't see their names, so don't nobody think of their schedule? So Alan don't try to bill? So make them answer quick. He probably already built.
So, John, hold on. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
I need water.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't do shit with John. Damn code. Well, this is going to suck. Why am I making him inactive for the other day?
This started today. You make him inactive. Well, you are making him inactive, but y'all might want to tell Alan to not be ill.
He ain't got no schedule.
Yes, he do. John?
Take him off.
So,
I'm about to say Cochran. Then why you make me make him inactive?
Because we can't do anything with him.
What about Lexi? You want to make her on hold too? Or
yeah.
You want me to make her inactive?
She's going to hold, but by hold, I mean inactive.
Oh. Except for what day?
Today.
Set an effective end date for today. And then make sure you check mark that little box at the bottom.
All right. All right, so, okay, that's it. And then Ashley can start. And I have a headache, a really nice big one.
No, real shit. All right,
yeah.
Perfect.
And it's getting bigger, so now we gotta try to deal with
it. This is crazy. I'm talking about trying to get Ashley together. Hendrick.
Yeah, we gotta try to get ready for this. Accreditation.
No, I need to get my file since somebody tried to sabotage me, saying they can come at any time.
Who tried to sabotage you?
Rhonda, because she said they wouldn't come until April.
That's what I said, yes.
Now you're saying any time, and that's crazy because we have had so much going on in here. Like, as far as new clients and new caregivers and all this other shit, bro.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. My hair is pounding.
We're about to just try to be a caregiver, and then we just going to welcome them.
Well, Judah will keep sending you,
It was about
who's
gonna send the email?
Rhonda said she would. What about what? We got to do a call with him tomorrow, a 92-minute call. So I guess you can find out. These calls take up a lot of your time.
I know. I feel like we probably should just email him and let him know what's going on.
So if you touch that keyboard with his name on it right now, I'm liable to come over there and hit you in the head with it. I want to go do it, because what exactly are you going to say? Let's start there. What are you going to say to him?
Judah,
we can't start.
I was notified.
By who? Who notified you?
And Rhonda.
Just for Rhonda.
Ah,
but no, she told me she said that she's going to email him.
Okay, I'll wait on it.
And if she don't, then I'll be like, that's what she said. I'm not making it up. She really did say that.
I know, I heard her.
So, it's not our fault.
Well, we'll see how this goes.
My God. And I wonder if she got us out of the meeting for tomorrow. She should have got us out for the rest of the week.
How long
did you get us out?
I don't know. This is about to be crazy, I tell you that.
No, it really is, though, because I just
that whole situation crazy, honestly. Like, when you think about it,
because
why are we not showing active? Like, what the hell?
Well, listen, I'm done. I don't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
We're in trouble, though.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the owner's name is, he's probably about to tell somebody a new one.
I agree.
I wonder how long they're going to leave us like that.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I hope it's better.
The lady just got to go in there, Ashley, and finish putting her stuff in there.
What time did Rhonda say she wanted this meeting? On Monday and Tuesday? We didn't give a time yet because y'all are waiting on me.
I don't know, but I let me look at my schedule.
All right.
So I got a lot going on in my life, and I can't wait till it slows down. Next week, what's the date?
The 23rd and the 24th.
The 24th, I won't be here. My sister is having surgery.
Okay, Nikki won't be here on the 20th. You said the 24th?
Yeah.
Nikki will not be here Tuesday.
Rhonda,
go forth with the meeting. Yeah, she just walked in here.
Yeah, she knows. I told her already. She probably got the date.
Like, you feel like you cool with that, or you would have it when she's going to be here?
We gotta get it done. What's this for?
What time is y'all doing the meeting?
Can you?
What time y'all doing the meeting?
I don't know. Usually we do a meeting at like 1 and like 4. Yeah. And we always try to do one in the morning for the people who work in the afternoon and then one in the afternoon for the people who work in the morning.
Okay. I'll let y'all know whenever she, I'll have to see how she's doing. And heck, I don't even know what time her surgery is. I think it's that morning time. But they normally would call like that night before or whatever and tell them what time to be at the hospital.
When did they tell, hold on, Nikki, when did they tell you exactly the person you should expect the person to come?
What is it, like they can walk in here tomorrow?
I'm literally just going to pre-pack my office up.
You know what, let me bring me some damn garbage bags.
I'm going to pre-pack my office up. Okay.
Like,
that means I'm going to be prepared to walk out should she come in here and my stuff is not done because other stuff has been added to it.
This always has been there.
No,
it hasn't. But they just, well, they just did. That's why I said watch those videos.
All right. Okay.
Watch those
well,
videos.
They don't need to come until next month. We need a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just too much going on.
They just,
we're hiring people out the yin-yang, clients. I can't even, I just not got down to 7 files on my desk. I had 27 of them.
Okay, so.
This would hate for it all to be written because of me. Again, I don't have my desk back.
Okay, so let me see what Perla and Donisha. And she's leaving the 29th, right?
Who, Bianca?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't really know her exact date. I just didn't know it was going to be that soon. I predicted me trying
to... I signed the papers yesterday.
Why did you do that?
He told me after the fact.
What made you want to sign the papers so quickly?
No,
you
I didn't...
need to work on Saturday, but I'm not available.
He told me after that. Then he said, well, you can't ask me no more questions. I was like, what do you mean?
This is crazy. Just tell him he's sick. Tell him he's sick, my bad.
What thing is that, Rachel?
Whenever he pop up here, just...
It's not him.
Whoever pop up, and if they call you, because don't they call you when they outside?
Yeah.
Exactly. Say you're sick.
What about the rest of the staff?
We're all sick. Half of that statement would be true.
How's half of it true?
Margaret was just sick. I was just sick. So this weather changes. Somebody bound to be sick within the next.
I could get a doctor slip.
Tell her
that. Bianca's sick in the head.
Well,
that's where my doctor slip was gonna come from. So
okay, we're all sick.
Well, this is a lot of stress and anxiety.
The doctor.
No, it's not. Donisha gave me that back.
Oh, I'm
now we all nervous and scared.
I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to leave those files alone. And then I'm going to just try to get here.
What you can do, Rachel, is do a lot of this over the phone. And then they just have to sign them. And we can get them to sign them. And when it comes for the meeting.
I mean, I can upload them and have it go through ADP. And they can sign it like that, like how I did the W-2 paperwork. I mean, or you're right, you can sign them.
Hey, Perla, come here, please.
Ryan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, these are the papers. Okay, like I was just telling Rachel, this is caregiver, this is the home health aide, and this is the STNA. These are the performance evaluations on here that would be, like I just told Rachel, I said you can actually do these over the phone. Then when they come in, we can have them sign them.
Okay.
So that way everybody ain't got to run around and backtrack, you know, and everything like that. So, you know, it's basically self-explanatory, you know. Here you can read that, for example. It gives you the job duties and what they do, and we rate them either they exceeded, they met it, or they need improvement.
How many people do you feel comfortable actually doing? If you don't feel comfortable, because I know you're fairly new.
So if you feel comfortable doing 10, I take that. But if you don't feel comfortable doing any, I understand and I take that as well.
Isn't this the thing that the supervisor
gets this time doing? Exactly. It is, but this way, but they want us to have an actual performance evaluation. Come back here.
I'm crying. Who just ran past?
Bucky.
Really? She probably can't really run because her foot.
I mean,
it's good. She hurt me.
I thought
she hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter do that too.
Yeah, well,
it's not a good feeling.
Your daughter can be disciplined. I'm not going to disappoint a grown woman.
Bianca, can you please come here? Yeah, if you feel comfortable. Hey, me and you, me, Perla, we're here. I'm looking straight at you.
No, but you heard me say, come here.
Am I supposed to fill something out, or are they just supposed to sign it?
Yeah, they sign it. That's what I'm saying. They can come in for, when they come in for the meeting.
So are we going over something with them?
Yes.
So we're just reading this stuff? Are we supposed to write down something?
No, you just rate it. You rate it whether they exceeded, they...
Oh, right here.
Okay. They exceeded it, they need improvement, or they met what they were supposed to meet. And then in the back, and then, like, if you want to comment on it and say that, like, supervisor comments, you want to comment on something, then you have them fine. And then the signature, employee signature, your signature, Perla's signing, and then the employee signature.
Okay. Do you want to pick the ones you want to do? Is there specific ones you want to do?
Yeah, you just don't know what you want
to do. If you want, you can start at one end of the alphabet and I'll do the other.
Okay, and then...
And we'll meet in the middle. One is for S, T,
and A.
So...
All kids?
No, you got S, T, and A's and C, and A's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me personally, a C, and A and S, T, and A, I feel like are the same.
Yeah.
Me.
How do I see it on there, what they are?
So I have... Did this with the messaging groups.
Oh, okay.
So you can literally see these are all of the SCNAs.
And CNAs.
Mm-hmm. And CNAs, yes. And then the same with the caregivers. The nursing staff and then caregivers.
So which one?
Oh, I'll be on in a minute.
HHA.